Happy Wednesday. Happy rainy Wednesday, just so we need more rain. Brady Bowman with you here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to USD 383 Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and School Board Member Jardine Coleman for coming in and updating us with all the latest going on with Manhattan-Ogden School District. Right now, I am in studio with Dr. Adam Chase with Orthopedic Sports Medicine. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I understand this is your first go at the radio thing.
It is. It is. I've not had much experience on the radio, but I guess it's the first time for everything.
Well, already, good radio voice right there.
Thank you.
You're starting off great.
Very good.
Well, what's new at Orthopedic Sports Medicine?
Well, I just wanted to come in here this morning and talk about our Orthopedic On-Call Clinic. It's a walk-in clinic that we have available. It's open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 5 to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 to 8 p.m., Friday, 1 to 8, and then Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 4. And the purpose of this clinic is it's primarily a walk-in clinic for those kind of minor sprains and strains, muscle injuries, fractures, things like that. And it's just a way to get seen in the orthopedic clinic in a walk-in basis. Keeps you out of the emergency room, gives you access to x-rays in the building. Kind of we can get other testing, physical therapy, MRI studies arranged after that appointment. And it's just a pretty convenient option for patients, you know, whether they work and they need to be seen after hours or whether they have an injury. It's a good opportunity for patients to get seen and again, keep them out of the emergency room and some of the issues that go along with being there.
And I'm sure kind of around this time of year with it was school getting back in session with a lot of fall sports starting up again, I'm sure this is probably a pretty busy time for you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, with school getting back in session and football, you know, football games that occur Thursday and Friday nights and injuries that people need to be seen. You know, we have a walk-in clinic on Saturday from 12 to 4 that someone gets hurt Friday night, they can get in to get seen on Saturday or Sunday and kind of get treatment started right away and as opposed to waiting for the following week. And I just think it's a good option for patients on the weekend.
And how key is that, especially when you're talking about somebody's injury, especially like a Friday Night Lights sort of injury? It probably is extremely important to get that looked at pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, the season is, you know, especially football seasons, are relatively short. And you get an injury on a Friday night, if you can get treatment started, kind of at least get evaluated on Saturday or Sunday and get treatment started on Monday. I mean, the whole goal is to safely, you know, rehabilitate your injury and get you back safely to the sport and prevent re-injuries. So I think getting seen kind of sooner the better and get evaluated and again, get that treatment started so you can get back and perform the way you want to the rest of the season.
You mentioned a lot of the injuries that you see this time of year and probably just kind of 24/7, 365 sort of thing is probably a lot of those sort of sprains and twists. Is that kind of the focus?
Yeah, I mean, we want to see, you know, any acute injury that's out there, again, with some limitations. I mean, some of the bigger injuries certainly still need the opportunity to be seen in the emergency room, et cetera. But yeah, I mean, sprains and strains from sport injuries, you know, you kind of twist your ankle and you're worried there may be a fracture. We have x-ray right in the office and we can get that x-ray that night and have an answer for you right there. If you need, you know, if it's just a bad ankle sprain and you need a supportive brace on that ankle, we have those in our office and can provide those for patients as well. So it's a one-stop shop to get evaluated and treated. And again, it's just, I think it's convenient for patients.
And right when I was about to say, like, hey, by the way, folks, phone lines are open. Somebody's already ahead of me. We already got a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. Beautiful day. What would you place a percentage on injuries that show up years later after a three-year high school career playing football and not going any further with football except high school that people show up in your office with that they're still aggravated by that some 20, 30 years later? I know I've got some high school classmates. I was too scared to play football and too short to play basketball. But anyway, I've had them, you know, about all my knee, that's from a high school injury. My next point being there is that we're seeing a lot of this that I saw where they evaluated 500 and some brains of these pro football players that had head injuries and I think there was like 300 and some of them that were tested positive. You have to do that after death, as you well know. But I just wonder, should we relook at our program to the future? What are we doing to these people? Actually, if you get right down to it, it's kind of a barbaric sport. People don't go to see the touchdowns. They go to see the tackles and the injuries. So I'll hang up and listen and appreciate what you all do. I know you have a great, great clinic there and a great bunch of people. Thank you.
All right, a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, well, as far as, I mean, certainly you can suffer injuries earlier in your life playing football, playing sports that can have ramifications down the line. It kind of depends on what the initial injury was and what the future outlook can be, whether it's, you know, a ligament injury in a knee that occurs when you're younger, and if it goes untreated, it can lead to things like early onset arthritis that can have some additional treatment issues and challenges as you move on. So it does occur that injuries that are sustained playing sports in high school can lead to issues down the line, and we see that frequently and are equipped to take care of that as well. As far as the issue with football, I mean, there's a lot there, and the concussion issue is something that, you know, as far as an orthopedic surgeon, we don't kind of spend as much time treating, but certainly the prevention and then treatment of concussions that do occur has changed a lot, especially over the last few years, and it's getting more and more research focused on it. And, you know, hopefully we can, it's more about injury prevention rather than injury treatment.
And with that, talking about here with Dr. Adam Chase with Orthopedic Sports Medicine, might be just an opportunity real quick before we go to our last break, just to remind people, when you say like, or when you're practicing orthopedic sports medicine, what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so it's injuries that occur to bones and joints, muscles and tendons. So, you know, in the upper extremity, we talk about shoulders, elbow, wrists, and hand. And lower extremity, we talk about hip, knee, ankle, and foot. And then we can take care of some injuries to kind of the cervical and lumbar spine as well. So it's really bone and joint sort of issues and the muscles and tendons that go across and control those bones and joints.
Very good. Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back, wrap things up, talk more with Dr. Adam Chase of Orthopedic Sports Medicine. Remember, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
ESB Financial, member FDIC, equal housing lender, has